السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته او كما قال. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy has granted us countless favors. We don't even deserve it. This is only fadl in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the bounties in favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count it. It's countless, numerous. One of the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the parents are the children. Children are the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without deserving. And when someone gives you a gift, that is his ihsan, his favor. And if a person is giving you gift which is precious, valuable, then he expects from you to take care of that gift. Don't misuse it, don't abuse it, and don't destroy it. Value it, utilize it, and appreciate it. Someone is giving you a car and you don't care about it because you got it for free. If you damage it, scratch it, how he will feel? Look at this person, I granted him such a valuable gift, he did not take care of it. He doesn't appreciate it. He doesn't know the value of this gift. And all these things, my brothers and sisters, are material. It is going to be finished and perish one day, sooner or later. But what I'm going to talk today is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in form of children, our offsprings. And this gift is very precious. And there are thousands of couples who got married and they try their best. But after 10 years, 15 years, they are not having any child. So getting married is not guarantee that you're going to get child. Right? It is only fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wants us to appreciate His favor. And what is the appreciation of the favor? Is to upbring in a right manner. Discipline them. Inculcate the iman and akhlaq and manners Islamic manners in their heart from the beginning. And as I said, every gift comes with the responsibility. And every parent, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, that every parent is responsible and answerable with regard to their offspring, with regard to their children. How they uproot them. Did they teach them the right manners, education of deen or not? And that is why Surah Al-Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O who you people who have iman, addressing to the believers, Ku, this is the direct command, Ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nar, protect yourselves and your progeny from the fire of Jahannam. In other place, Surah Taghabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitnatun wa inna Allah indahu ajrun azim. That verily, your wealth and your children are the test for you. When Allah ta'ala grant the wealth, He wants to see how we use this wealth, in the right channel or in the wrong way. Likewise, when He grants the children, He wants to see how we upbring the children. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ, command by force to your Ahlul Bayt, to your household, to your close relatives, your wives and your children, with regards to the establishment of the Salah. And we are not asking you any sustenance. We are providing you and your children the sustenance and risk. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And end result is only for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers, we all have children, alhamdulillah. And with that, we have the responsibility. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith, authentic hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. To seek the deeni knowledge, it is compulsory, incumbent upon every Muslim, male and female. So basic deen, basic knowledge of Islam, we all have to learn and we have to teach to our children. Because the parents are responsible for their children. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Every one of you is shepherd and you are going to be questionable, answerable on the Yawm al-Qiyamah with regard to your folks. So no one will deny on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, I didn't know that that was my responsibility to upbring my children in the right way. There are so many ayat, there are so many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the practical example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to deal with the children. Most of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhum, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhum, there are so many Sahaba, they were young. 6 years, 7 years, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum. And from that age, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them the manners, used to teach them the iman, used to teach them the akhlaq, used to advise them how to deal with the situation, what is halal, what is haram, what will happen in hereafter. All these great, great advices Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to the Sahaba while they were very young. Salat was not farad upon them. Salat only becomes farad and Sharia will apply from the age of puberty, 13, 14 years. But from the age of 3, 4, 5 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach them the manners. So important. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his mission is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inviting towards good and forbidding from the evil. So because they were not allowed to go openly into the Masjidul Nabawi in Ka'batullah, they were humiliated, tortured. So to protect themselves from physical torment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam selected one house of the Sahabi. His name was Hazrat Arqam radiallahu anhu. So Darul Arqam, it was famous in Makkah Mukarramah, is the first musalla of the Muslims. Small little house of Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So whoever used to embrace Islam, he used to link himself with Darul Arqam. And Darul Arqam was alive 24/7. All five time prayers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray with the Sahaba in the house of Hazrat Arqam. It's called Darul Arqam. And revelation, the ayat used to reveal now and then. So those Sahaba, handful Sahaba, who used to stay in the Darul Arqam, they used to learn this new ayat of the Holy Quran, the ahkam of the Sharia. So they were the musalla and the maktab. They were the first maktab established in Makkah Mukarramah in the house of Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala. It shows the importance of ta'aleem from the beginning. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started revelation with the verse of Iqra. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. We have heard several times. Iqra means read. And then the second surah revealed Noon wal Qalam, taking the oath of the Qalam, the pen. And writing and reading, these are the two main sources of acquiring the knowledge. So reading is important, writing also important. So Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, who used to know how to read and write, they used to teach all illiterate Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum who didn't know how to read and write. So this ta'lim and ta'allum, learning and teaching, used to take place in Darul Arqam. When Rasulullah migrated after 13 years to Medina Munawwara, first concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to establish the house of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Masjid al-Nabawi. Personally, physically, he took part in the structure, buildings of Masjid al-Nabawi. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we are enough here. Why are you just stand there and guide us, supervise us, tell us how to do what to do? You don't have to take part physically. You are Rasul of Allah. We respect you. We are enough. He said, no. This is the privilege. This is the honor of me. This is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam, to build a house